I got 5 questions for Chris Casper of the Globe. I got 5 questions that got nothing to do with sports. I got 5 questions.
5! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I got 5 questions. I hope this segment ain't too wild.
All right, Chris, question number one. There was a study published recently that revealed the most Googled household fears in every state. They range from being robbed to having ghosts in the house. Boo, boo. In Massachusetts, it was a peeping Tom, believe it or not.
Really?
What is your or your wife's biggest household fear?
Oh, that's a tough one. Biggest household fear. I mean, for me, I can say it's like, you know, the house catching on fire.
That's
like
mine.
Burning down. That's number one for me. Particularly when I'm like asleep, like I will walk around at night and just like unplug things, you know, I'm like, oh, somebody left that plugged in. I'm unplugging this just in case it bursts into flames.
Yeah, I'm real paranoid about burning to death. You know, you wake up and it's the smoke, you inhale that and then you pass out and you're, no, it's the worst. Oh, God. Yeah, that's my number one, too. Question number two. What's your honest feelings about pumpkin spice, Chris?
It's pretty good. You know, I pumpkin spice martini. I'll do that. I don't care. I'm comfortable with my manhood.
Is your pinky up in the air, too, when you drink it? You take the sip back of the pumpkin spice
martini?
Actually,
first I put my monocle on and then I drink it.
I only want the highest quality vodka. Oh, what's that? You have Chopin? Yes, I'll have that in my pumpkin spice martini.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, I don't mind a pumpkin spice latte, but like maybe two between now and mid-November.
I like the pumpkin beer, though.
Yeah, the hate on pumpkin spice has almost become a cliche at this point. Like, oh, you're so basic. Yeah, because it's delicious.
Exactly.
Question number three. A man just recently broke the Plinko record on The Price is Right.
Really?
Winning $31,500. That's a crazy amount of money for Plinko.
Jeez.
But if you could be on any game show to play any game, which one would it be?
Oh, man, that's really tough. That's a tough one. I don't know.
Even maybe one from back in the day?
Well, I was thinking, you know, I would like to go on the Match Game just to say inappropriate things.
About your wife? Or like...
No, but I just, you know, I kind of dig that vibe. Like, you know, fill in the blank vibe is my thing. Also, what was the show... Card Sharks. I wouldn't mind going on Card Sharks.
So I'm going to date myself here. Do you remember Press Your Luck?
No whammy. I remember Press Your Luck.
That was the one
you wanted to go on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, next up, you were originally a North Shore guy.
Yeah.
It being fall, one of the staples in that neck of the woods, of course, is the Topps Field Fair.
Yeah.
Running now, ends on Monday on Columbus Day. It is Columbus Day on Monday, right?
Yes.
Did you ever go to the Topps Field Fair? And if so, are you a fan?
You know, I've never gone.
Come on!
Never been.
Growing up in Lynn, you never went up to Topsfield or the Topsfield Fair?
No, never did it.
Was it? I'm not going there, Daddy. There's too many crowds. No, and there's fried foods. I can't have it. And my Louis Vuitton slippers might get muddy, Dad. Not going.
We never went for whatever reason. You know, people from Lynn aren't exactly always welcome in Topsfield.
I haven't been in years, but man, I love that thing. And I just, I get like a thing of nostalgia for it too.
Really?
I used to go with my mom and my sisters. But yeah, I mean, you got Robinson's Racing Pigs, the giant pumpkins. We live in these politically correct times, but I remember as a kid, they used to have like the old school freak shows too, like the hairy woman and Lobster Boy. Like you walk in. And it ends up being more sad than anything else, but you pay a couple of bucks. Like, okay, I'll see some freaks. Like, I want to see what Lobster Boy looks like, and it's just like a thalidomide baby that's like, man, this is more sad than anything else. But, man, the Topsfield Fair, that's some great white trash fun. Final question, Chris. Someone's got a birthday coming up on Monday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, pal.
Thank you.
What was your last great birthday celebration?
Last great birthday celebration. I don't know. It might have been that year my parents got me the ET cake. So we're going back quite a few years.
Oh, that's more, again, like the Topsfield Fair in the 80s, more sad than anything else.
Yeah, man, that ET cake was sweet.
Really? Like, no adult birthdays that are great?
I don't know. I'm struggling to think off the top of my head. I'm sure there was one that was, like, pretty good. I can't. Oh, actually, yeah. Yeah. My 31st birthday,
okay. We
were in Puerto Rico, which was, you know, with my now wife. That was a lot of fun, actually. That was a great birthday.
what symmetry we have going here. I didn't know that was going to be your answer. My last great birthday, because my birthday is unfortunately on New Year's Eve, the worst of all the holidays. But my lady and I were in Puerto Rico, and that was a couple of years ago. Best birthday I've had.
Yeah,
in years.
And it's funny because
otherwise I'm with you. I got to go back to childhood because they all stink.
Yeah, and I want to say it was on my birthday. We ate at that restaurant that I recommended to you that you guys ate at that you didn't like.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you did.
A little bit
not
too uppity.
Didn't like that restaurant. So I think that was my last great birthday. Jim, was that restaurant that you gave the two thumbs down to, actually.
And so wraps up this week's Gasper Murray. If you missed anything, including the Sports Hub Celtics show, all podcasts now at 98.5, the Sports Hub. And that is thanks to producer Tracy Clements, who's behind the board, thankfully, today. Because I know the show will get podcast when Tracy's behind there. Otherwise, it's a crapshoot. It's like a scratch ticket. Hey, where's the podcast? Well, you didn't win this week. Sometimes you hit the scratch ticket and the podcast is up there. Other times, more often than not, you wasted a couple of bucks. Of course, to you, Chris, and happy birthday to you, pal. Sean Silver, Mike Sarge-Riley on the Hub headlines. Joe Murray is coming up next. It's like a Murray-to-Murray connection here on 98.5 Sports Hub, like the old Can-Am connection. That's just for you, Sarge. You'll get that reference.
Yes, I got that.
Who was that? Marty Jannetty and...
Shawn Michaels afterwards for the Rockers.
That's
yes,
what it was.
The Rockers,
yes, yeah.
Loved
yeah.
the Rockers.
All right, that's going to do it for us. He still has the posters in his room, Sarge.
I loved them when they were the Midnight Rockers in AWA.
Joe Murray coming up next here, taking you into, what do we have? You're only on for like an hour and a half. What's on today? The Bruins?
Revolution 330.
Revolution, yes. Yep. Revolution and Atlanta FC coming up here later this afternoon on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Go Sox. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.